broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman live on your radio. This is the broadcast for June 16th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour two of two, with the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Eldon Stahl with me. Welcome back to the broadcast, sir.
Thank you, Sam. It's great to be here.
Man, there's so
your
much
majesty,
to talk about.
Your Majesty, Your Highness, whatever. Yeah,
that's correct, sir. No, I'm just kidding. That was Kelly. That was funny. I think that, you know, these pronouns are just fascinating, how people want to be pronouns and stuff. But I really want to know, though, if us Christians literally say, you know, our pronouns, are they willing to accept them? And what they do with this LGBTQ whatever, they keep adding to it, and we're supposed to kind of use the whole thing as they broaden their base with more and more and more, I don't know what you want to say, inclusive of all forms of perversion, but exclusion of all things normal, natural, and God-ordained. Okay, that's kind of the problem. But if they can expand their list like they do, and we must honor it. Okay, because before you only had to acknowledge gay or straight or whatever. Now you got to acknowledge gay, straight, trans. I mean, you got so many of these sexual words that I don't even know half of what they mean. You can be attracted to objects or people of either binary. Now, how you're attracted to either of the two binaries, but you don't believe in binary, baffles me. See, it's this kind of stuff. But if they could expand their list, so can I, though. So mine would say, like, Christian, comma, father, comma, husband, comma, alpha male, comma, I can get hyphenated words, right, in there, too. Alpha male, God-fearing, faith-filled, right? I mean, I can just add to my list, and I think I should. By the very nature of the inclusionary nature, I want to include as many founding father-esque and God-ordained terms as I possibly can, Eldon.
Yeah, well, you know, if they want to have control over my tongue, maybe we should exert control over their tongue and say, okay, my pronoun is homosexual behavior is a sin. Every time they address us, they have to say that.
I don't know. I find it. I don't know where this goes. That's the problem. Is what's next, though, Eldon?
What's next? Well, I think they're trying to build acceptance, and then the iron fist comes down, and that's what's happened in other countries.
There you have it. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, I just don't know where this thing ends. I really don't. All right, I got attacked relentlessly recently, Eldon. And the attack is so, I don't know what to say, dishonest, egregious, immoral, that it's hard for me to even know how to respond to it effectively. All right, and this came out of nowhere. No one interviewed me ahead of time. No one kind of made me aware of it, or I didn't get a chance to provide my input or respond. What they've done is listened to and transcribed certain talk shows. They have referred to my comments on those talk shows, but they perverted them, meaning they're quoting them accurately. But the words smithing that has been done that surrounds these attacks make them completely unhinged and dishonest. And it's hard to even know how to respond to this. And some would say, Sam, you should just ignore them. Well, yes and no. On one hand, they may not be big enough to matter. But you know what? These groups have a lot of money. And these groups are tied together at the hip to attack anything good, honest, moral, right. I don't even know what words to almost describe it. But they know that I'm not of the view that they portray me to be. But they know that if they frame it that way, they gain, in many minds, the upper edge. And it's hard to frame this in a way that makes sense. Let me give you a quick kind of example of what I'm saying so that you understand. I have been warning of a civil war in America for quite some time now, probably a year or more. And I have couched this in this idea that, you know what, the reason that I'm bringing this up is because I fear that we're heading somewhere. And we see warning posts along our speeding down this track, and I'm giving the warning signs. I'm reading people the warning signs saying, look, if this gets worse, it could lead to this. We see riots in the streets. If we, you know, and even Stuart Rhodes talked about this with me, that, look, this is kind of where we're heading. And I don't want to see us go there. I'm the guy that talks over and over and over on the radio that we support restoration, not revolution. Okay? I've been very bold, very clear, very direct about that on every hour of every show, that we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration. To the point where I'm really blue in the face. Okay, so I bring up this potential of a civil war because I see that the divide is getting greater and greater, as we mentioned last hour. It's not even a divide on opinion anymore. It's a divide on facts. We can't even agree on a fact. We see, hear, experience that virtually the same thing, and we just flat out come away with it with 180 degrees. We can't even agree or acknowledge facts. And that will lead to eventually the lack of communication. The lack of communication then leads to suspicion. The suspicion leads to, and that's why I'm fearful of a war. Now, I bring it up, and I've highlighted that I'm against it 100%. And I pray we never get there. And the reason for this broadcast being on the air is the truth and doing our very best to communicate, to ratchet down, to de-escalate, to encourage peace, to the point where I even highlight the Prince of Peace as the way we can go about this in a meaningful, productive way. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they couch this article that I'm kind of calling for war. They don't directly say that I'm calling for war, but the way they wordsmith their words, that's the bottom line, is that Sam's kind of an off-the-rails conspiracy theorist fomenting of a war guy. That's just one example. Ellen, I want you to respond to that, and then we're going to dig into the article details of exactly what they say, but that's kind of how they're framing this, that Sam's the bad guy, and Sam's really leading to this with his conspiracy theories. You've been with me for quite a while on the radio, and you've talked to me plenty of times off air. Go ahead, sir.
Yep. I would just say if you're getting flack, you know you're over the target. So somebody is targeting you for a reason. Otherwise, you know, they wouldn't be targeting you. That's how it is. So you're making a difference, and, you know, you can't control what other people say. But, you know, we had this, I helped a guy run for U.S. Senate one time, and there was this guy, I can't remember if it was America's Promise or Progress or some guy, and he went all around to all the different rallies we had and just brought this camera and recorded everything. It was this kind of weird thing, and eventually figured out that, well, they're getting, you know, information that if someday this guy is going for higher office, they're going to pull it out just like they do with so many other candidates. Said, well, you know, 15 years ago, he said this, blah, 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 and they take it out of context or whatever. But that's people do that.
All right.
So that's, you know, I mean, go ahead.
So here are the people who wrote the article. It's called the Institute for Research and Education on Human Rights. So you can see from their headline that they're going to be extremely liberal. And their headline says this: Constitutional Sheriffs and the Election Fraud Conspiracy Posse. Chuck Tanner wrote the article, and he has zero comments on the article, by the way. But he talks about former Oath Keepers director Richard Mack and his group, the CSPOA, have long pressed the idea that sheriffs can block laws they deem unconstitutional, including gun laws. Now, let me just stop you there and see how they manipulate this. So it's true that Richard Mack used to be the Oath Keepers. But he disagreed with some of the direction they were taking, and so he said, I've got to focus on my own organization, and he moved forward to do that, okay? But they make it sound like he was the leader of the Oath Keepers. They just say director, but they make him out to be more than he was, and they make it out to be recent, like it's a current. But they also make it out to be that there's something wrong with keeping your oath. In that whole little wordsmith idea there, that's what they do. Yep. Then they say, the next point here, and we haven't even gotten three sentences in hardly, folks, but the next point they say is, hey, they have long pressed the idea that sheriffs can block laws they deem unconstitutional, including gun laws. Now, let me just stop this joker of an author here and say this. Sheriff Mack and Bill Clinton had this debate. Bill Clinton said, I'm going to create a federal law called the Brady Bill. And Sheriff, you're going to obey it and you're going to carry it out. And Sheriff Mack said, no, I'm not. And Bill Clinton said, I'll arrest you if you don't, Sheriff. And Sheriff Mack said, I don't think so. And they went all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court ruling says that the federal government has no authority to mandate or coerce or force the states or their employees to do anything. This is a settled Supreme Court case in recent times, meaning 25 years ago, but in recent times. So when they say that we're pressing sheriffs to say they can, you know, do whatever they want, no, we're saying sheriffs can uphold the Constitution, and the Supreme Court case win proves it. But see, this author isn't interested in facts. We're not even discussing facts anymore. Liberty Roundtable Live.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Calling all patriots. Come meet a modern-day hero, Tom Jones, on day 68 of his 76 marathons in 76 days on behalf of the American Village West. We'll be at the Liberty Hall in Far West, Utah on Friday evening, June 24th at 5 p.m. There will be free food and drinks. Who is Tom Jones? Loving Liberty's Sam Bushman interviewed him on day one in Alabama just moments before he began his first marathon. Get to know Tom at UnitedWePledge.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so they lie and they kind of say, hey, the sheriffs can, you know, disobey or obey whatever laws they want. We've been pushing this idea. And we can just dismiss any gun or law we want, including gun laws. And my response is, number one, we don't say that. Number two, you know what? Sheriff Mack went all the way to the Supreme Court with Bill Clinton over this very issue. And the fact is, go look at the Supreme Court case and you'll see what I mean. But even if you set aside the Supreme Court case, we're merely saying the chief executive in any branch of government, whether it be the county with the sheriff, the state with the governor, or the general government, they have executive power. And to some degree, you know what? They have discretion. And I'll prove it to you. When you get pulled over by a cop, they can either give you a ticket or not. It's up to them, right? Well, if you sped and broke the law, then if they have to obey every law, they'd be forced to give you a ticket. But no, they have discretion. So we're teaching that these sheriffs have discretion. And we're teaching that the federal government has no authority over the states. one backed by a Supreme Court case, the other backed by a simple example that I provided, ladies and gentlemen. Now the group, they say, has taken up the electoral vote fraud conspiracy at the heart of the January 6th insurrection. Okay, now, first off, we're not, see, they're making it seem like we're backing vote fraud and backing insurrection. That, again, is the lie. I'm the guy that talks about following the Prince of Peace. I'm the guy that created a whole website called callforcivility.com. I'm the guy trying to dial this down. But yet, then they launch me into this as if I'm somehow literally involved in the insurrection on January 6th. We told people on this radio program, Richard Mack did, not to go. We then, you know what, reject any association with that at all. We said, hey, we need to prosecute people to the fullest extent of the law. The problem is I don't see a lot of real evidence that most people were involved in a conspiracy of any kind. Most people peacefully went there in hopes that Congress would look into this for them. A few people ran it off the rails. And the few people that ran it off the rails that we've even documented on video are running free while a few people rot in jail. Most people who go up and are even on charges, the charges are you went into the building when you shouldn't have, you said and did bad things when you were there, but nothing really serious. And then they say, relying upon the unfounded claims of a popular new election fraud conspiracy video. All right, now, that isn't true either. We issued a press release. Go to cspoa.org/elections. And in there, you can see our press release. We're not relying on the unfounded claims of the movie they did not mention. The reason they don't want to mention the movie is because they don't want you to watch it. It's called 2,000 Mules. You can watch it at salemnow.com. I don't get a penny when you watch it, by the way. However, I bring this up because we're not relying on those unfounded claims. In our press release, we blatantly say, hey, if Dinesh is right, then we need to pursue this. If Dinesh is wrong, then it needs to be exposed. Now, does that mean we're relying on the unfounded claims? I don't think so. We're merely saying there's video evidence in there that is shocking. And we need to investigate to find out if that's real video. If it is, then we do need investigations. If they're right on the point that a lot of these ballot boxes don't have video surveillance, so we can't guarantee custody of vote. Okay, so we're not relying on any unfounded claims. We're just simply saying, hey, if this is true, we need to pursue. If this is not true, we need to expose. So we're not relying on any unfounded claims, ladies and gentlemen. Then they say this. CSPOA is preparing to organize law enforcement to intervene in elections. Now, wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen. This is absolutely to the point of libel and slander now. Okay, I never said once that we should intervene into elections. It is an appropriate role of an executive branch to investigate crimes. If there are alleged crimes and there is evidence beyond probable cause, then, ladies and gentlemen, the sheriffs must do their duty and investigate those crimes. They can't selectively, now this is where we turn it on its head. They said we think they can obey or disobey any law they want to. That's a lie. But now they want you to believe that if there's crimes in their counties that the sheriffs have no real ability to look into it. If they do, they're, what? Intervening in elections. See, this is the lie. They make it sound like we want to commit our own election fraud. It couldn't be further from the truth. Then they say the CSPOA and 2,000 Mules. They say, with COVID denial, losing the mobilizing power that it once had, I've never denied COVID. I got it 3 times. So now they're making it sound like I believe in COVID denial. I don't believe in COVID denial. I just believe that they're pushing the wrong solutions and they're taking people's rights away over COVID. But I never said once COVID didn't exist. I said it's not as bad as they say it is. Most people don't get as sick. Evidence proves I'm right. But I never denied COVID. Then they say now we jump on the election denial bandwagon. See that wordsmithing? What do you mean election denial? I'm encouraging open, honest, transparent, accountable elections. What do you mean election denial? Then they say in our open letter we declared, and they quote us, and what they quote in the letter is right, because they put quotes around it. All right? Now, then, I'm trying to skip down here. They say True the Vote is a Texas-based voter suppression outfit spun off from the Tea Party. Well, they say that in kind of a slanderous way. Ah, this decredited group is just nothing but an offshoot of the Tea Parties that are defunct. Well, that's not true. True the Vote's been live and well and doing their work for a decade. In fact, when the IRS attacked True the Vote fought back and beat the IRS and won $2 million for the government's misbehavior and abuse. Now, ladies and gentlemen, is that the same scenario as they're spinning here? Okay, True the Vote has never been more active, never been more spot on. They're getting arrests because of their work now, because of vote fraud, okay? And they talk about Dinesh was convicted of a felony for making illegal campaign contributions. That's true. They say Dinesh has a long history of serving the far right by denying the depth of racism in American society. What? Including speculation that the murderous 2017 white nationalist Unite the Right Day in Charlottesville was staged. All right, now, the problem with all that is this. Just because D'Souza made a film, they're making it sound like now the CSPOA and Sam Bushman in particular, since my name is focused on, they're making it sound like we agree with Charlottesville was staged. Or that we agree with, Dinesh's whatever he went to jail for. And Trump dismissing him. And, okay, just because we saw the film and see compelling evidence, that doesn't mean we agree or disagree with everything Dinesh has done or said. See, I don't see how these side trips are relevant except for to besmirch the characters involved. They start out by trashing Richard, saying, leader of the Oath Keepers there. That hasn't been so for years. Okay? And then, this felon. And, then they say the CSPOA continues. We're asking for all law enforcement agencies to work together to pursue the truth, do investigations to find out the veracity of these allegations. I don't know that it can be more clear. But then they say this: multiple sources have already debunked claims made in 2000 Mules. The same video was chuckled at and dismissed out of hand by Attorney General William Barr. So now they go back to William Barr laughing at it, that clip we played last hour. Then they say sheriffs and election interference. Think about that heading in their article. Sheriffs and election interference. They say it's growing traction with some sheriffs, the CSPOA is. And they name the sheriffs. That way they can be doxxed a little easier, right? Then they say, hey, Michigan Sheriff Darleaf is currently under investigation by the Michigan Attorney General's Office of Michigan State Police. But again, this is where it's dishonest. He's been involved in election fraud investigations for 2 years. And just when he's about to turn over all of his evidence for further action, they start to investigate him. So now the news media can just say, he's under investigation. But yet there's no real investigation against him. Okay, there's nothing, it's amazing. There's nothing really here. They want you to believe somehow that there's a big investigation against Leaf as if he's done something wrong. But they just barely launched an investigation because they knew he was about to release his information. And you kind of go, what? Well, that's how they do it. They put a gag order out. What are they afraid of? Anyway, they go on. This is the top issue for the CSPOA, according to the Vice President of Operations at the CSPOA, Sam Bushman. Anyway, it goes on and on. It's dishonest, ladies and gentlemen. Quick pause. Eldon Stahl responds in seconds.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA Radio News.
The Federal Reserve intensified its fight against high inflation on Wednesday, raising its key interest rate by 0.75 points. The Fed's benchmark short-term rate will now be pegged to a range of 1.5% to 1.75%. It's the largest bump since 1994. A 19-year-old man could face a felony charge of making terrorist threats after officers say he posted plans on social media to carry out a mass shooting in Missouri. The Blue Springs Police Department says those threats caused at least 9 school districts in the eastern suburbs to cancel summer camps and classes on Wednesday. An FDA advisory panel gave a thumbs up on Wednesday to COVID-19 vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer for kids under the age of 5. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Congress continues its partisan January 6th hearings.
House investigators are trying to make a methodical case that Donald Trump's beliefs about the 2020 election led directly to his supporters' insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The House panel investigating the attack has held the first two in a series of hearings after a year-long probe and more than 1,000 interviews. The committee has shown clips not only from the attack on the Capitol, but also from its own closed-door interviews with Trump aides who were trying to dissuade him from claiming victory too soon in the 2020 election. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Paul.
Churches and pro-life facilities have been attacked at least 41 times in less than 2 months. A review by the Washington Stand notes the violence against these Christian entities include arson, vandalism, property theft, and property destruction. The Biden Department of Homeland Security issued a terrorism threat that claimed both sides of the abortion debate are dangerous. This is USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, then they have a highlight. They say we're going to be at Freedom Fest talking about this. That's right. But this is their attempt to dragnet everybody in now. But anyway, and then they have a heading that says this. CSPOA, January 6th and Civil War. In a May 24th video, Bushman shared his thoughts on election fraud. January 6th and the looming Civil War in America. Bushman began by alleging that Democrats literally committed election fraud in 2016, where Hillary literally ordered a hit piece on her appointment that was false, asserting that we need to prosecute to the fullest extent of the law Hillary Clinton and the criminals behind that reality check. I continue and say, do you want to talk about a political coup? He asked, insisting January 6th is nothing compared to what these criminals have done. Bushman declared himself as one answering yes to the question, did God send Trump? He dismissed the gravity of the January 6th event and linked allegations of election fraud to a potential civil war in America. Right, I said people went to Congress, peaceful as all get out. Then provocateurs intentionally ran it off the rails. Then the people get betrayed. No one has been able to get a redress of grievance. Congress shirked their duty. They never looked into vote fraud. All Congress did was set it aside and say, because of the insurrection, we're going to dismiss this. And if you take away our rights to a redress of grievance, if you violate the five guarantees in the First Amendment, then you have vote fraud going on, and nobody can do anything about it. This, in my opinion, will sow the seeds to a civil war in America. All right, then they go on. But I bring this up because now they're making it sound like I'm advocating for a war. They make it sound like, hey, there's no evidence of vote fraud. But my response is we have multiple sheriffs that are already looking into vote fraud, and there's been arrests. And if you look up news articles on this, news articles of vote fraud abound. And then they want you to believe that I'm gunning for a civil war. I believe there's nobody on this earth that has advocated in modern times, meaning right now, no one has been more against a war and doing their very best to prevent a war than me. Nobody's more vocal. Nobody's more clear about the potential fear and threat. Nobody's been more clear about how evil and bad war is. And no one's done more to try to circumvent it and prevent it and point out a better solution, a better way than myself, Eldon. Now, I'm not saying other people haven't done it, too. I'm just saying I challenge anybody to say they've done more. Who goes on the radio 2 hours a day like I do, 6 days a week, and really pushes this point that we've got to follow the Prince of Peace? The only answer is God, family, and country. The only answer is the rule of law, not revolution, restoration. Who points it out more clearly, more consistently in modern times than me?
Yeah, it sounds like quite a hit piece, similar to stuff we had to deal with the John Birch Society from time to time, as people just wordsmithing, like you say, taking your stuff out of context, trying to smear you with a broad brush and associate you with different groups that may or may not have anything to do with you at all. All of those tactics are very, very familiar. And so in a way, it's encouraging because you know that you are making a difference. They're taking notice. And you have these dishonest people that write stuff like this to try to basically agitate their base and convince them that there's something to be concerned about when there really isn't, that if they really knew who you were or what you're about. So that's their game. That's what they try to play. And they know the laws of libel and slander and how they can get away with things without getting in legal trouble as well. So it's really a slimy thing, but that's what we have to deal with a lot of times.
Well, I don't know how to respond except for I would say this to these clowns who I believe are dishonest about this. They know full well that I'm peaceful. If they've really transcribed that much radio and got all my quotes from the literal transcript of the show, and I think they have because I think they're fairly accurate. They're not totally accurate because they had some automated software give them the summary. And then they use that so you can see some typos in it and everything else. But all I'm telling you is, for the most part, it's accurate. I do believe there's vote fraud. I do believe sheriffs across the country need to investigate because of the levels of vote fraud, meaning there's already arrests, there's already convictions, there's a lot of stories about this. Plus, the 2000 Mills has video and other evidence that's beyond, in my opinion, probable cause. And so I think that it needs to be investigated. But again, I'm not saying I know the facts. I'm not advocating for an insurrection, and I'm not, and they say that I was dismissing the insurrection, making it seem like it's no big deal. No, it's a huge deal. And I've told you that it's a huge deal, but I've told you, we got to talk about who done it. They want you to believe that Donald Trump and half of the right wing, extreme racist America done it. That's the lie I'm pushing back on. Okay. I believe that a few provocateurs have done it. And we have highlighted on this show the Revolver magazine articles and video and audio that literally show Ray Epps and others literally committing these acts of criminal activity, which means a few people on whose errand we should investigate and discover, they're the ones that created the coup. Was there a coup? Absolutely. Was there an insurrection? Yes, there was. Was it wrong? Absolutely. Am I minimizing the threat or the danger? No, I'm not. Not one bit. But if you really want to solve it, you got to find out who done it and then prosecute them. And that's why we're asking why Ray Epps and others are not in prison right now. But to say that I dismiss this or minimize this, I don't at all. I just believe they're smearing the American people with it. They're smearing the Republicans. They're calling us all racists and insurrectionists. And I'm pushing back against that. You're darn right I am, because it's dishonest. They tried to make you believe that I was kind of tied up with the January 6th. See how they put vote fraud, sheriffs, January 6th all together here? I never went there. We told people not to go. We literally now are saying we got to investigate. And if Dinesh's movie is wrong, let it be exposed. But if it's right, we got some action to do. Everything that I've done has been peaceful. Everything that I have done has highlighted this reality that, you know what? I believe there was an insurrection, and I believe it should be stopped. But I believe the government was literally involved in it. And I believe these Rayeps, these other propaganda-peddling insurrectionists, they done it and blamed it on the American people. Congress sits idly by. The courts sit idly by. I am the only one, along with a few others at Revolver Magazine and a few other places, willing to tell the truth on this. But then they turn that around and make it seem like I'm somehow part of it. It goes beyond libel and slander at this point, Eldon. But the problem is, suing them will do no good. They'll just dismiss it and laugh at me.
Yeah, generally we've shied away from getting involved in court battles and things, because there's so many tricks that they can play with the court legal process. It's really unfortunate. Once in a while somebody wins a libel or a slander case, but it's not very often. That you have to really prove quite a high standard to prove that somebody actually engaged in that.
What they say is, on one hand they say I'm a nobody and I don't matter. On the other hand, I'm big enough to write a whole hit piece on. And on the other hand, I'm big enough. What they'll say is Sam Bushman is a celebrity, and therefore, because he's a celebrity, there's looser libel and slander laws for celebrities than there are the average Joe. And so they'll use that then to say they can say anything they want about me. So I'm a nobody on one hand, but I'm a celebrity on the other. See, that's how they'll write this thing. So Sam's headline says, Sam gets attacked in the news. Constitutional sheriff of the election fraud conspiracy, Chuck Tanner. Shame on Chuck, and I open a debate offer for Chuck. If you want to defend your article, sir, and you want to discuss facts, we're more than willing. But what I don't really appreciate is you taking quotes literally out of context for your own agenda. You lie about what we say, believe, and do. You make inferences that I'm for war and that me and the sheriffs are going to have, what, election tampering or election whatever. It isn't true. Okay, and the problem is it's complete lies. But, of course, he won't talk about it because I believe he knows. Just like they know that I'm not a racist when they call me a racist, they just do that because it marginalizes people who have lesser guts than I. Call me a racist. I don't care. But you know what? What they want to do is they want to use this to kind of get us off of our game. The questions are not, was Dinesh a felon? Did Richard Mack work with the Oath Keepers? Is Sam Bushman extreme in his views? The question is there vote fraud in your county, ladies and gentlemen? If there is, you better stop it and regain trust and stability and transparency. If there's not, then you need to do something like an investigation so that Americans believe that it's okay now. We have been tainted and abused by this for so long in the media now that no one has any trust anymore. And it's about restoring trust so that we can avoid a civil war. That's what I've been teaching. But they take it completely out of context, but they do it with full knowledge. They know what I believe, but they don't care because it doesn't fit their agenda. All right, Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
In message one, we said that Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44, gave the left evil, spiritual power the more they use the lies. The political left today is the beast. Now the Bible confirms that the dragon gave him, the beast, his power. Revelation 13:2. The extra evil spiritual power that comes from the beast by their lying is what accounts for the string of the leftist criminals in the government that have never yet been prosecuted. It also explains why American capitalists support communism in the 21st century. Note 1, that behavior of capitalists was predicted by Vladimir Lenin, a cell of the beast. Note 2, Henry Ford was a capitalist, and he would have never gone communist. The difference between Ford and the present day end time capitalists is that Ford was born and educated in the Kingdom of Christ, 19th century America, the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, Eldon Stahl, I want you to make one more comment on this, if you don't mind, sir. So I don't want this to be about necessarily me. And I had to highlight it, but this is really an attack on the CSPOA. This is really an attack on anybody who believes there are vote irregularities. If you believe it's all the way to the level of vote fraud, or if you just believe, hey, we're not babysitting the voter rolls well enough, there's 350,000 people that are dead on the voter rolls that need to be removed. So whether you believe it's fraudulent and fraud, or whether you just believe that, hey, we're not basically taking care of, the home front, we're not taking care of the voter rolls or whatever well enough, or you believe there's irregularities that won't change the outcome. No matter what you believe about this, I'm saying we need to restore trust to the American people to avoid a very fractious divide. They're attacking me, but the reason I spend so much time on it is not because of me. It's because they're really attacking you, Eldon, and every American who believes that we need to do something to regain trust in America. That attack will, this is what I mean, lead to the Civil War. In our press release, we say, let the chips fall where they may. If Dinesh's movie's bogus, let's prove it. If it's right, let's prove it. Let's, for the sake of the American people, come together on this to avoid this factual divide. It isn't about really attacking Sam Bush. When I got thick skin, I don't really care. This guy can fly a kite. I'll debate him any day of the week. Come on. But he's chicken and he won't debate me. That's for sure. He doesn't have the guts. He doesn't have the integrity. He has dark money that he doesn't want exposed. All that kind of stuff. We'll drill into it, by the way. I'll tell him where my money comes from and he can tell me where his comes from. Let's do it. Let's take it all the way to the mat. But see, he won't do it. But the point is, it's not really about me. This assault on the American people by the media is the real problem, Eldon.
Yeah, it really is. They are very astute, very adept at just saying things in a certain way so that they can paint images in people's minds that are just disconnected from reality in a way that they won't be held accountable, because there's always the, you might say, equivocation. You could interpret it one way or another, but of course they know that most people will interpret it the way they want them to interpret it. They play to a certain audience, and they know their their prejudices or their thoughts on different things, and then they try to stir those up against others. So it's a very very nefarious practice when people do this. It's just unfortunate, playing on people's often maybe ignorance or their all kinds of attitudes they probably have beforehand. It's not something that is good or healthy. They're not dealing in truth. They're dealing in propaganda and manipulation of people. It's not.
Well, and it's like the Bill Barr Dinesh D'Souza debate that we talked about last hour too, where we played that clip. Bill Barr laughs and says there's no election fraud, but then he says, but yep, if there's really photo evidence, that really points to something that's going to be hard to explain. And then Dinesh D'Souza challenges him to a debate, saying, I've got more than that. I've got video beyond pictures, sir. This is beyond probable cause. And so now what you have is the mainstream press now spinning the lie of Bill Barr, which is the headline. He laughed at it and says vote fraud's not real. He doesn't even believe in it. And that's what was quoted in the article lambasting me, if you will. And so then he says that, but if you really dig into what Bill Barr really said, he said if there are photos, then that brings up really hard to explain detail. Well, what about video beyond that then? So in a way, he endorsed us investigating this, although the headline will shout he said there was no vote fraud. See the dishonesty?
Right. Yep. Yep. It is very, yeah, very much.
All right. You wanted to bring up a topic which I think is worthy of discussion as well.
Oh.
The recent large spending by the Convention of States Political Fund. This is interesting.
Yeah. You know, and we don't have all the details quite yet, but there are some campaign finance things in different states that have come out. Their largest spending seems to have been in South Dakota, where they've had the most difficult time of many states to get their application. What they're trying to do is they're trying to trigger a constitutional convention to change the Constitution in all kinds of ways, unknown ways, really, although they cite three broad subject matters, which they hope will be addressed. But they've had some trouble. And now they're pulling out the big bucks. They spent about $350,000 in South Dakota to try to get rid of four state Senate candidates, not U.S. Senate candidates, but state Senate candidates. So far, the stuff we've been able to unearth says they've spent about $700,000 in political races, trying to basically smear their opponents in the different legislative races in Montana, North Carolina, South Dakota. But I don't think that's the end of it at all. They're really just flooding these races with money to try to just bludgeon their opposition into submission. So the
real problem that I see is, yes, this is real money. Yes, this is quite a thing. Yes, this is, in my opinion, dark money. Going into these elections, because again, you got to trace the money. That's what I'll do with this reporter. Where do you get your money to write a hit piece on me? But nevertheless, the reason that I highlight this money thing so much is that, folks, look at this. The conservatives will run out and go, hey, we're getting buried. We've got an election deadline coming up. Can you please help me? It's an emergency. We're losing to the other side. You'll never win the money game, Eldon.
No. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And actually, they only got rid of one of these four targeted state senators in South Dakota, and that was a very close election. So overall, they just blew a bunch of money, and they alienated a lot of people, actually, because of their tactics. But
close
it
enough
is,
for vote fraud maybe there, Eldon?
Well, I mean, what they did and are doing, I think, is going to backfire. And you look in the campaign finance reports, it's PACs giving to PACs. So who really donated to these? It's hard to know to try to trace it down to who's actually financing and cutting the big checks. Not a grassroots organization, in the sense of like Mark Meckler, president of Convention of States, claims it's just run out of his house outside of Austin, Texas. That is an absolute lie. If you even go on their website, it's run out of a big office building in Houston, Texas. And the Convention of States Political Fund is a huge office building, only three blocks from the U.S. Capitol. And supposedly they're trying to, drain the swamp, bypass Congress. It's such absolute nonsense these people are pushing.
You got to ask where this goes, though, and you got to ask kind of what's next. You know, they're pushing transgender. What's next in that thing? They're pushing, tampons in men's bathrooms. They're pushing that agenda. They're pushing this agenda about, hey, there's no vote fraud, and the rest of us say there is, and this conspiracy idea. They're dividing us over climate change. And where do you think this money thing goes? Because, look, the conservatives want us to help them raise money. Donald and Rand Paul and everybody just begging for money. We'll never win that deep-pocketed game. Never. And so whenever they ask for money now, I just basically dismiss them, which is sad because now it's hard for me to even advocate for my candidates. At some point, this dark money becomes an election fraud question, too.
Yeah, it does. And, we found, I think, over our years with the John Birch Society that truth is very powerful. You do need a sufficient number of people to get it to the right people. but you don't have to spend nearly as much money to get truth out to conquer deception. And so, you know, I would say we have a smaller amount of money available, but we've been able to defeat these people year after year after year. And just, you know, organization getting truth out has been quite effective. So, you know, that's something that's much more powerful than deception.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious. Truth shall make us free. And that's why, even though it looks so bad for the conservative side or the constitutional side or the patriot side or the founding father side, whatever term you want to use of this discussion, I would call it, we just walk right down constitutional lane personally, the supreme law of our land. We're just law-abiding, humble folks that want honest, moral, limited, proper role of government. But I digress. The bottom line in my mind, though, is, hey, we've got to do something about this. And what we need to do about it, ladies and gentlemen, is keep doing what we're doing. Because a teeny bit of light in a dark room, just a tiny light, is huge in a dark room. Same thing's true with a little bit of truth amongst a sea of lies, Eldon.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. I remember going to Wind Cave National Park, and they, you know, it was back in the day when a lot of people had their lights on their watches, and they turn off the lights, and then just one would have a little watch light, and you could see. But before you turn on the light, you couldn't see the back of your hand. I mean, it's so pitch black. So it's such a powerful thing.
The recent large spending by the Convention of States Political Fund. Now, really, I question here. Can they just do whatever they want to here? Can they just spend money on elections? See, there's a lot of restrictions on individuals, but this dark money can spend as much as they really want to, Eldon.
Yeah, it's a super PAC out of Michigan, but their address is out of Washington, D.C. And so we're still finding out, you know, what all they spent, where they got it, but there's some preliminary reports, at least, that we've got from different states. Different states have different campaign finance reporting requirements.
Yes, they do. Well, make sure you keep an eye on the ball, and let's report on this in more detail, though, as broadcasts unfold, because this is something we really want to watch. Again, I submit to you that a lot of this dark money going into elections, and I'll use Mark Zuckerberg as the point, is that how some of these mules are being paid? Is that where the buck stops with these, you know, how they're getting funding? And I would start this with this reporter that attacked me. Where are you getting your funding? I'll tell you where I get mine. Okay, let's do it. Last headline before the end of the hour, speaking of this January 6th, which they want you to believe I was part of, but the fact is they lie, I was never part of. Representative Benny Thompson, I guess of Mississippi, he's the chair of the January 6th committee. He said there would be no criminal referrals to Donald Trump or anyone else to the DOJ. Now, that, in my opinion, is very, very telling and serious. Why? Because they claimed that they had pay dirt. They created these committees to look into this, to get to the bottom, and now there's nothing, just like the Russian dossier. Now they're not going to even convict Donald of anything or even file charges against Donald for review or anything. Their investigation thus far shows nothing, and nobody else either. It's beyond a witch hunt now. It's criminal activity by the Democrats, flat simple. If you investigate this long, this many issues with nothing at the end of it, at some point they got a problem. Final word's yours, Eldon.
Yeah, this is just a show trial, a thing that's trying to drag Trump and his affiliates, people through the dirt just as much as they could. It's such a nonsense thing. People should demand that this be ended immediately.
There you have it. Eldon Stahl with me, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry we didn't get to enough stuff, Eldon, that I wanted to, but when they did that hit piece on me, I really think it's a hit piece on us all.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just on Sam Bushman,
folks. Good.
That's the real issue. And it's on facts, though. You know, the fact is, we're just saying, let's get to the bottom of this election fraud to heal America. We've got to do this. And they literally tell you that I'm involved in a leading for a civil war, and that somehow we're advocating for sheriffs to tamper with investigate or tamper with elections, and they've lost their marbles, folks. GodSaveTheRepublicLovingLiberty.net. Thanks, Eldon.